1, this is N20B with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Stand by for an emergency or priority traffic for who's continuing this evening.
W2CNA, repeat, TL1, 14.8.
Hey, good evening everyone, this is N2NOV, the name is Charles, Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners that have been heard on this repeater system every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. local time. The frequencies of this repeater system are all found on the website, www.n2row.net, and most of the time all the repeaters are linked together, so find the one that matches up where you are listening from. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for all those who are interested in various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. That means all the frequencies that you can tune into, you can see all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, and that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So what do we talk about? We talk about who's on these various frequencies, what kind of equipment we need to use to pick up the transmission on these different services, what type of equipment we can use as far as antennas, things to help pull that signal in, maybe to understand a little bit what transmission is, digital mode, how to encode it and get it to display on our computers. All these different things fall under the same category of trying to enhance the hobby. Now we have some basic ground rules for the net. First, this is a linked repeater system, so when you key up, you must wait a second before you start talking, otherwise the beginning of your transmission gets cut off. Second, wait for the courtesy tone. There are multiple receive sites, and if you don't let the courtesy tone come in and recycle every single one of these inputs, then you may be trying to get out of the input that is too far away from where you want. So remember to wait for the courtesy tone. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give us your call sign, your name, what town you're checking in from, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you would like to share with anyone else. If you don't have any comments or questions, then you just, you know, on for the ride, you're just listening in, just tell us no traffic, and we'll move on to the next person on the list. So if you have any comments or questions that you'd like to share, let us know by saying that you have traffic. For those who aren't able to get into the repeaters, either because of technical difficulties, distance, or maybe you're not a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you can still participate by sending some email, and the email address is nyvxa@yahoo.com. And that's also the email address to use if you'd like to be put on our mailing list. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in, see to space it out, so we reduce to a minimum. This is N2NOB.
Good evening, WA2XQQ. Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment. We'll be checking email now.
N2NOV.
WDQQQ, Fred Hatton,
no traffic.
N2NOV. This is KC2PXN / AG 1 on Staten Island, no traffic.
K2GLW is Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV. This is November to November Hotel Mike. Joe and Glassville, good evening, no traffic, over.
N2NOV. This is WA2OKZ, Ken, Cranford, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV. Here is WB2SCT Peter in Manhattan. No traffic. If you see something, say something.
Okay, so far we have WH2SQQ, WB2KTV, KC2PXN, and congratulations, Juan, on the upgrade. I know you can do it. The next station, it sounded like K2 Delta Lima West. Correct that for me.
K2 Golf Lima Whiskey.
K2GLW. Okay, got it. Thanks. All right. We also have N2NHM, WA2OKZ, WB2SGT, and N1MLZ. Anybody else?
N2LV. This is KC2LM8, Jim in Astoria. No traffic. Good evening.
N2NOV. Here is November 3, Whiskey Romeo X. Anybody wearing your traditional pattern?
N2NOV. N2NOV, this is Kilo Charlie 2, November, Bravo Echo, JoJo Portable in Brooklyn. No traffic.
Okay, we also have KC2LMH, N3WRX. Josh, did you have traffic?
Negative, no traffic.
Okay, KC2NVE, anyone else?
N2NLV. This is KC2LMH, Jim in Astoria. Good evening, no traffic.
Sorry, Jim, I thought I acknowledged you. Okay, anyone else? All right, well, we'll go with the list as we have it. Sounds like everybody was just listening tonight, taking it easy after the heat wave. And let's see what Bob's found in the email. I know we didn't have a net last week because it's 4th of July. Hopefully everybody found something to listen to while the fireworks show is going off or leading up to it. WA2SQQ, and what will be?
Good evening, Charlie. I just rolled in here. I just blew the computer up. I'm checking email and I was with the back in the queue, but I was monitoring 161.4 for that circus train. I heard a lot of traffic, but I didn't hear anything that was out of the norm, so I don't know if it didn't go down or what the deal was on it. But I just thought I'd pass that along. I thought it might have been interesting to listen to. not a whole lot much more to report on. I've been very busy at work and be traveling again next week, so it's one of those things. But let me check Leon, and I'll bounce back in here in a few and see what we have to share. WA2SPQ.
Okay, Bob, I was not able to get to a radio in time to listen to it. I think there was any traffic coming through here. I know Justin said it was something going to Bergen, I think. But most of us should have heard that if it did. I don't have the listings of New Jersey, but it sounded like it was some type of road channel that went through the area. I got an email this morning from Ron, who was asking about Yonkers Police Department. And believe it or not, he's still using a Bearcat 100 XLP handheld scanner. And he says he lives up in Yonkers, can't hear the Yonkers Police Department. What happened? Well, for those who've been trying to decode them and find that you have a problem, because they went up into UHF and decided to pick up APCO 25 in digital encryption. And they've been doing that for a little while now, so unfortunately, if you are not part of the department, you're not going to hear them, even with the current radios that have APCO 25, unless they turn off the encryption.
Check
it. Along the way to Sanjin Radio, that will also do DRM. Listen on Universal Radio. And Ed, I want to thank you for forwarding that email. The Sanjin DRM 40 is the model number, but they don't have a price on it yet. And they're really not expecting it to be out until probably Christmas time, I would think. The idea is to get the FCC certification paperwork put through, and then once they've got the approval, then they'll be selling it here. But it says here this radio will do DRM, AM, FM, the RDS data signal, and the European DAB. And if Mark's on here, he'll tell you what he thinks of DAB. In Europe, DAB is a digital form of FM broadcasting, and they do it over there in the band that's between 174 and 240 megahertz. Unfortunately, we have TV channels in there and the amateur 220 band and some government stuff. This radio will also do RDS, the radio data system, which gives you call sign information and programming info on the screen of the radio. Now, one of the things that's been happening here in this country, especially here in New York City, is more and more stations on the FM broadcast band are switching over to IBOX, which means the guard space between FM channels is being used for digital subcarriers. Sometimes one, two, or even three digital subcarriers in there for alternate programming. For example, 103.5 on this second digital subcarrier, they're actually playing country music. So, there's plenty of stuff out there. You just need to have people to pick them up. But one of the things that's exciting about this radio is finally we have available in this market a radio that will decode the DRM digital transmission down on the shortwave broadcast band. And it says here, the Sanjin DRM40 will also include a secure data slot for MP3 audio playback from SD cards, so the memory cards. You'll be able to slide into it and play back your MP3 songs from it. These are the same SD cards that you use in your digital camera for your multimedia phone, cell phone. Music with you, so you'll be able to stick them into this radio playback. You have three phones at the same time. So a clock radio, USB port, external antennas, all sorts of different things, plus DRM at the same time. Yeah, I'd be curious to know what the price is too. So as soon as we find out, we'll pass it along to everybody else.
Okay, KC2, MMT Lake Chicken.
Okay, Terry, switch on the list. Do you have any traffic?
Oh, no traffic, I'm sorry, no traffic.
Okay, well, one of the things that you would want to have a radio like this that does the DRM decoding is more and more stations on the Shortwave Broadcast Band are starting to put up transmissions that are using DRM. And listening to it, it actually sounds like FM quality. Once you're able to get the signal, and it's stable, you know, it's not dropping out on you. They've got enough signal there, you can hear it. The fidelity of it makes it sound. So gone are the hisses and the pops and the heterodynes that you would normally hear on the shortwave broadcast band when you're listening in AM mode. So things like email that I sent out on Monday morning, where Radio New Zealand updated their schedule effective June 19th, and they're showing about 8 or 9 transmissions here that actually are DRM broadcasts. So once radio like this is available in this market, you'll be able to make yourself available to that type of program. The radio group. Unfortunately, it's in the middle of the afternoon from 1800 to 2100 UTC on 11990. They do have morning broadcasts, but they're pointing in a different direction towards South Asia, so chances of picking up here are very slim unless you pick it up off the back of the beam from 0500 to 0800 UTC. Which means you're going to have to be a night owl to hear it on 15110. Okay, Bob, let's go over and see what's popping in the email. And one of the shortwave scanner was about.
Hey, Charlie, how are you? WA2SQQ. Just going through the email over here. And, Charlie, I wonder if you, through the internet here, if you can just, fire me over the link. I have to do some, updates and so on the mail list, and I'm running my laptop at the moment where I don't have my normal bookmarks in there. I just want to log in and do that. The only thing which a lot of people have probably heard already, but, supposedly, this morning at 1:01 a.m., WCBS FM 101.1 is going to drop the jack format and return back to the oldies format. So, evidently Jack loses and Cousin Brucey wins again. Should be kind of interesting. Nothing really beyond that as far as email coming in. I'm just going through it. And we'll take it from there. The K2HXU did send an email in. Hang on a second. He was going to be out of town and he wanted to know if there was a website that he could log into to listen to the net. But, I just picked this email up and I'm not aware of anybody that's regularly rebroadcasting it. And to NOV, WA2SQQ.
W2CNA, repeat, TL1, 14.8. And for a little while we had some internet coverage, but unfortunately that person wasn't able to keep it up. They were booted off because there was constant activity.
Gee,
what do you think we are? A broadcast station? Anyway, that email is already on tweeting about, so you'll have that information. Somebody was curious about why I sent out the listing of band designators more than a week ago. As you go through this radio hobby, sometimes you hear different phrases. For example, the 10-foot satellite dishes is called C-band. And the stuff that Inmarsat is on at 1500 megahertz is called L-band. So it's like, where do they get these names from? Well, that's why when I saw this list, I sent it out. The IEEE, which is the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, developed a list using letter designators just to make it easier for them to remember. So the way the list goes is band A is, this is a megahertz, from 160 to 186. Band G is from 186 to 225. Band P, which is the band that we would associate with military UHF channels, 225 to 290. L band is 390 to 1550. S band, there's another one that you hear every so often. S band satellites, you know, the amateur satellites. Well, the S band is 1550 to 4200. And the C band, which is the 10 foot satellite dishes, 4200 to 7000 megahertz. And it was appropriately called C band because the uplink to the satellite at 6 gigahertz, 6000 megahertz, and you listen at 4200 megahertz coming down. So they call that the C-band. X-band, which is known for the radar guns. Okay, the 10 gigahertz radar guns, well, X-band is 7,000 to 11,000 megahertz, and so on. So that's where you now have a chance to figure out what all the different letters are. I got an email from Scott recently asking about the Gateway National Park operations. It is summertime and people are going to the beach and going to the park and whatnot, especially all the parkland here on Staten Island, which some of these frequencies are also used by the rest of the Gateway National Recreation Park and Rockaways and even Ellis Island, Liberty Island. And I shot him back a note. So for those who want to plug it into your scanner, listen to some of the stuff going on the beach, lifeguards, and park rangers, and stuff like that. Frequency number one is 166.325. And it's listed that they are linked to 16.825 computer. But there's some questions about that, whether that repeater is still active or not. And it was reported on the mailing list. Joseph over in New Jersey says that that used to be another frequency, but is it 47825 now? According to my notes, it is now 825. It used to be 472250, which is dead. So you're going to hear the activity now in 47825. Frequency number two is a simplex channel that they use, 167.075. The ranges on frequency number three, out of Sandy Hook, they're using 166.775 simplex. And all the maintenance crews for the entire system are using a repeater on 168.550. So between those four VHF frequencies, pretty much have the entire Gateway Recreation Area covered between New Jersey and New York.
Okay. Time now is 9:25. We'll stand by for additional check-ins, and we'll see what else is coming on the email. This is N21, will be with the shortwave and scanner. Listeners, N, if you're not able to...
T2MMC.
Email. .com.
WB0XTZ.
And I see that Doug up in Yonkers is giving us some updates on the Yonkers police situation. He says they're using APTO 25, but in the clear. He said to have APTO 25 digital board should be able to hear it. And they're using three frequencies. Okay, I only knew of one. So three of them. And they are 453.275. 453.475 and 453.925. Thanks for the update, Doug. Bob, it looks like we had a failure in the UHF repeater.
I don't know, Charlie. I'm listening on 2 meters, on 145.23. I don't know what the deal might be. But which repeater are you saying that went down?
And it looks like 441.100 went down. It's not relaying the transmissions from this frequency on 2 meters. And nobody's able to get in on the UHF side.
Full UA2OKZ.
Hey, go ahead, Ken.
Just informed permission that the 449.025 went down, popped back on again, went off again. Something.
Like the system's having a little bit of problem. We had problems on this 145.230 frequency after a near lightning hit a few weeks ago. And Lance and Richie got it fixed. But now it looks like the UHF side's having some problems.
This is also in Milwaukee. Is there anyone on the receiver now?
Sorry, there was a double. What was that question again?
Charlie, the station asked if there was anybody on this repeater. He came through on 449.025, and then it died out.
Okay, we're just going to have to play it by ear then. I'm going in on 145.230, field tone is 114.8. Anybody who's hearing this and is not able to get in on a UHF frequency or anywhere else on the system, you can switch over to 2 meters. I was relaying an email that Doug just sent in, K2JJ from Yonkers. And he explained that the Yonkers Police Department is using APCO 25, but they're using it in the clear. It's not encrypted. And they're using three different frequencies. So for those who are interested in the Yonkers Police Department, they're using 453.275, 453.475, and 453.925. Bob, did you have anything else?
Otherwise, I think we'll start to wrap it up because it looks like the UHF side is still down.
No, I don't, Charlie. At the moment, that's about it. I'm just checking the email and just added some more people to the list. That's about it. I don't know what your schedule is. I will not be here for next week's night. I'm going to be traveling. So, are you going to be here? Or?
Yeah, I'll be here next week. I'm not traveling. Please, not yet. You never know when they give me a call and say, hey, need you to go somewhere, then. So, anyway, at this point, I'll be here.
Oh, very good. Hey, just out of curiosity, have you got to play with or got anything with the iPhone?
No, not at all. That wasn't part of the project that we were doing in the spring, and they haven't called us back for anything after the release. I don't know, it may happen in August, who knows.
That project still ongoing?
No, that particular project ended already.
Okay, very good. All right, I'll have to give you a call and talk to you about it. Very good. WA2SQ2.
Okay, before we wrap it up, anybody else have any comments or questions? This is N20B. Okay, hearing nothing, we'll say 7-3 to everyone, and we'll see you next week. If you have not been getting periodic emails from us, then please drop us a note at nydxa@yahoo.com. We can make sure that you are on the mailing list. Sometimes if your mailbox is full and things aren't bouncing, the mailing server that we use automatically takes you off the list after 3 bounces. So you may have been taken off, and none of us knew it. If you're not getting your emails, let us know, and we'll get the thing reactivated. Okay, catch you all later on. This is N2 and I'll be clear.